Well, I guess we call him the cold water version of the Rocket Man. Joins us in the studio today because he's bringing the whole spaceport concept to Coldwater, at least for one day, and maybe on a long-term basis. Coldwater grad Brian Tanner, and you've been involved in the spaceport program down in Indianapolis, bringing it to kids and their parents coming up later this month. Tell us about what got you first off into the whole idea of space in this whole concept of the spaceport program, Brian.
Well, thanks, first of all, for having me. And it's good to be back in Coldwater. It's nice to be back in your hometown. And I think what got us started, probably for me anyway, when I was 5 years old, was Neil Armstrong landing on the moon. And watching all that kind of happen behind the glass, you know, seeing that from a distance. And I've always been excited about that, and I spent a lot of time flying and testing military aircraft and weapon systems and just kind of always took that course. And finally, about 12 years ago, we sat down with a whole group of people in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and said, you know, we need to have a commercial space industry. Things are going to change in this country, and people's perception of what NASA does is going to change, and so we need to recreate that excitement. And so we started to do that, and then I opened the spaceport in Indianapolis in 2008. And since then, we've grown. We have a commercial space operation, but then on top of that, we do educational outreach, and we see about 300 kids a week.
Okay.
And we do everything from rocketry to astronomy to earth sciences, robotics, all you can imagine.
So what's coming to Coldwater then on the 24th?
Well, August 24th is kind of the kickoff for us reaching into Michigan. We're going to do a space day. It's going to be at the Branch County Memorial Airport. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, goes till 10 o'clock at night, and it's full of everything from edge of space, high-altitude balloon launches, to rocketry, to astronomy, to robotics, thermal imaging. It's just a big, long day of a lot of fun with all of our mission specialists. And I think the uniqueness of it is when the kids come, they get a chance to either spend time with someone who's been in space, who's going to space, or has hardware and research in space. So it's really a great day, and everyone here has been really great about helping us out. And the Branch County Community Foundation has stepped in and been generous to help us get this going.
Yeah. Well, when we grew up, I mean, it was during the middle of the space race. I mean, all that stuff, there were launches all the time, again, watching stuff on TV. Now that's kind of faded. I mean, we barely hear about space launches anymore when, you know, there's shuttles and those kinds of things anymore. Where is the interest of kids right now, and where should it be in the space program?
Well, the interest is really high. The problem we get into, as you can imagine, with public schools across the country is that we're losing the science labs and the second languages and the wood shops and metal shops. And so those hands-on skills don't happen. And we practice STEM education, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and something we call project-based learning, PBL. And that basically gets us engaged in having kids do hands-on activities. The interest is there, and the excitement is there. Space exploration has always been an exciting thing for kids. But when you give them that hands-on opportunity, they always, all of a sudden, are able to make a connection between what are Newton's three laws and what do they really mean when you put them into play, as an example.
Yeah. What is the idea that eventually maybe have a facility like you have in Indianapolis here in Michigan?
That's the plan. Coldwater, again, is my hometown, and I love Branch County. It's always fun to be here. And our interest now, we've been serving five states. And we've done some classwork as far north as Traverse City at Cortade Elementary School. And so we finally decided it was time to reach further, and we'd like to open a facility here and continue with the commercial launches, building the hardware, and doing the educational outreach. And I think that will be successful.
Okay. As far as support on a national basis for the space program, where do you see that going right now? Because you're, you know, kind of an industry observer from that standpoint. Is the focus going to be there to that we need to do more, that we need to go to Mars, we need to go to other planets? What's next?
Well, Mars is what's next. Probably within the next 10 or 15 years, we'll see a more aggressive approach to get there. We'll probably use the lunar surface as a stopping off point to do that. There's a lot of great technology in the pipeline. As you can imagine, SpaceX has been building the Falcon project now. The Dragonfly is docked with the International Space Station. That's all commercial. That's all in the private sector. And the Curiosity rover just landed on Mars here not long ago, and that is a commercial product that came from the private sector. In fact, that was all designed in software, and really the first time we ever knew it was going to work is when it actually landed on the Martian surface. And so it was all done in SolidWorks and 3D, and it was built and launched on some excess inventory for rockets and went to Mars. So what we can prove already is that we can do it a lot cheaper than we used to be able to, and get more out of it, and we've driven costs down. The nice thing about this is that we've already figured out, because of what's happened over the last 5 or 10 years, that if a kid is in elementary school today, they'll have a chance to either go to space or work in space or research before their life is over, which is a big difference from where it was when we were kids. Yeah. Watching Mike Collins and Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong.
Well, should it come more from the commercial end as opposed to the governmental end, then, do you think?
It's always going to be a close partnership. NASA still does a number of things that are very beneficial to the space program. And one of the things that we have to remember is we don't want to reinvent the wheel. It's very important for us to continue to do things in private industry, but not forget what NASA's spent so much time doing. And as we go out and we build new vehicles, we're finding out that NASA really did a lot of things right. And so it's very helpful to have that history. Mm-hmm. So we can't ever discount what NASA did and the great people that are there, and they continue to do good work.
All right. So, well, Space Day itself, then, how do kids get signed up for it? How do they take part in this?
All they have to do is go to our website right now. It's www.spaceportindiana.com. It's $15 for the day. And all the materials are provided. It's a great day. They can register online and pay online and show up at 8 o'clock in the morning at the airport, and they'll get started. So we'll have lots of our mission specialists there and some other volunteers, and we're going to guide them through a very busy day. And it'll end with some astronomy and some great views through our telescopes at night once we get past daylight.
Spaceportindiana.com.
Yep, spaceportindiana.com. And if you have questions, you're welcome to send us a quick email, but use our PayPal tool to pay for it and register online, and you get a free shirt and a whole bunch of goodies.
Do you still play with those Estes rockets?
Oh, my gosh. You know,
I love those.
My dad.
Those were so cool.
My dad used to do that with me when I was a kid. And, you know, I realize now, because we were a farming family, you know, my dad and I would put together a couple of rockets here and there. And I know he had to be learning about rocketry about 10 minutes before I was. But he always seemed like the expert, right? And so that was always kind of fun. And we built a couple of rockets and launched them. And I think those are the hands-on things that the kids are looking for. And parents play such a big role in that. What they do with them after school and on the weekends makes a powerful impact.
Yeah. Actually, one of our math and science teachers, his last name was Goddard.
So
That was perfect.
Yeah, there
I was
you
like,
go.
Oh, okay.
Isn't
like
that
rocket,
amazing?
So, yeah.
Well, we'll see how many rocket enthusiasts we end up with on Saturday. But my guess is, you know, this is open to ages 7 and older. And you'd be surprised how many people we have that are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s that come out and say, I want to play with this stuff, too.
There you go. All right. Again, spaceportindiana.com is the website to get more information on it. Brian, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Appreciate it. Brian Tanner with us in Spaceport Indiana, coming to Coldwater on the 24th.